smoke becomes a drought. All right, if the wind has not been blowing, but then it begins, you say, why the wind is
rising.
All right, and then suppose it has been blowing and it
dies down.
Fine. Would this be true of both a strong wind and a light wind?
I guess so.
All right. You go outside and there's something on the ground. It's white and it's not snow. But you say, oh, we had a last night.
Frost.
Are there degrees of frost? Is there a light
heavy,
frost?
Light frost and heavy frost.
How do you know which is which?
Well, one is whiter than the other.
Oh, okay. Up north, sometimes the weather is really cold. The temperature might get down below
zero.
It was so cold.
It was 15 below zero when I went to Duluth.
Ooh. When was this?
Oh, about 4 years ago.
Is that right?
Spent Christmas up there.
Did you? Oh. It was so cold that the lake over last night
froze.
If you say a lake froze over, does this mean it was thick ice or thin ice?
It doesn't indicate.
It does.
Thick or thin.
All right. Does this mean it went all the way across, or
mm-hmm.
you would not say froze over?
If it froze over, it went all the way across, but you don't know how thick it is.
Suppose it were just frozen around the edges. How would you say this? How would you describe that?
Well, I would just say it froze around the edges.
All right. If it gets much colder, the water in the pond might?
Might freeze.
Because it sure has?
Frozen.
Guests are entertained in a... The room in your house where you entertain guests is your...
Guest room?
Where you entertain them?
Well, your living room, maybe.
Right. Is a living room and a parlor the same thing?
Mm-hmm. Except, long time ago, we had both.
Oh, you did?
Yes. Living room and a parlor.
Well, now, which was which?
Parlor was more formal. We didn't use the parlor as much as the living room.
You didn't.
Now, the living room was more like what we now call a den.
When was this? When you
were...
Oh,
a long time ago when I was a kid. 2-3 years ago.
The parlor would be like what we use for the living room now.
Mm-hmm.
And the living room would be more of a
mm-hmm.
a den.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Have you traveled very much outside the United States?
Well, I went by boat to Panama. Visit my sister. Sailed from New Orleans. Stayed down there all summer. Then, another time, I went up in the northeast, up into Canada. Then, another time, I went in the northwest, up into Canada, into Vancouver, Seattle, World's Fair.
Mm.
And that's all outside the United States.
You haven't been to Europe?
I never have been to Europe.
You told me that you were a teacher, and you said you had been a teacher for 30-something years?
Well, I taught in all 44 years.
Oh, in all 44 years?
Yes, I was 34 years out at Enoch's.
Mm, where is Enoch from here?
Enoch's Junior High School. It's over on the west side of town.
It is. Now, this is which side of town? South?
This is north.
North?
Mm-hmm.
North. This is still north. I came south, but this is still North Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get a little confused about that.
Anything west of the railroad and the depot is West Jackson.
I see. Is that how they make the distinction? Where do they cut off when they say North State and South State? Or is there a South State? What is the?
Old Capitol is the dividing line between South State and North State.
Oh, it is. I drove down this street up here. Is it Riverside? I don't know. There's a big wide double. I'm just prowling around
just
looking.
Just beyond here.
Yes, about a block.
Riverside.
Yes, I drove down there and looked around because I had heard of that area.